Jack flushed suddenly. You said he'd do us. What did you want to throw for? Why didn't you wait? He held out his arm. Look. He turned his left forearm for them all to see. On the outside was a rip. Not much, but bloody. He did that with his tusks. I couldn't get my spear down in time. Attention focused on Jack.
That's a wound, said Simon, and you ought to suck it, like Berengaria.
Jack sucked.
I hit him, said Ralph indignantly. I hit him with my spear. I wounded him.
He tried for their attention. He was coming along the path. I threw like this. Robert snarled at him. Ralph entered into the play, and everybody laughed. Presently, they were all jabbing at Robert, who made mock rushes. Jack shouted,
"Make a ring!"
The circle moved in and round. Robert squealed in mock terror, then in real pain.
"Ow! Stop it! You're hurting!"
The butt end of a spear fell on his back as he blundered among them.
"Hold him!"
They got his arms and legs. Ralph, carried away by a sudden thick excitement, grabbed Eric's spear and jabbed at Robert with it.
"Kill him! Kill him!"
All at once, Robert was screaming and struggling with the strength of frenzy. Jack had him by the hair and was brandishing his knife. Behind him was Roger, fighting to get close. The chant rose ritually, as at the last moment of a dance or a hunt.
"Kill the pig! Cut his throat! Kill the pig! Bash him in!"
Ralph, too, was fighting to get near, to get a handful of the